Thank you, Gilbert. Good afternoon to all. Hope this week has treated you well. I was telling Barry earlier that it's been a fairly nice week for me, which is kind of nice for a change. Basil Rathbone, Kent Taylor, Tom Selleck, Peter Falk, Don Johnson, Jack Webb, Jack Lord, Telly Savalas, they all had something in common. What was it? They all played detectives, such as Sherlock Holmes and Boston Blackie, Magnum P.I., Columbo, Miami Vice, and so forth. They all were detectives. This coming week and next week, or maybe you've already started, but we will all become detectives. We will be searching our homes. We will be searching our cars. We will be searching our offices for three or more items of evidence. Evidence, yes. Let me illustrate. We have Exhibit P. We have Exhibit S. We have Exhibit Y. That's what we're going to be searching for. We have been given guidelines and instructions on doing this by God Himself. Let's turn over to Exodus 12, please. Exodus 12. In my book, it's on page 97. Exodus 12, verse 15. Moses writes, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Let's drop down to verse 19 through 20. It says, for 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. So it didn't make any difference if you were visiting. You still got the axe. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread. Also, let's turn just a little further back to the second writing of the law in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16, verses 3 through 4. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it. That is the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt and all the days of your life. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat which you sacrifice first at twilight remain overnight until morning. So the whole country was to be unleavened, the whole country. Here is the warrant authorizing us to do that, besides what this book says. This is a question and answer that was answered by the leadership of the United Church of God. The question is, what is leaven? During unleavened bread, we are to have no leaven or leaven products in our home, citing the verses we just looked at. These include yeast, Exhibit Y, yeast. A biological leavening agent that produces fermentation and chemical leavening agents such as baking powder, evidence P, and baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, S. There's also ammonium carbonate too. These are ingredients to look for on labels. Items such as bread, cake, crackers, cookies, and prepared cereals and pies that contain leavening must be put out. Doing this is symbolic of putting both the visible and hidden sins out of our lives. Although the following ingredients are associated with leavening products, they are not by themselves leavening agents. Brewer's yeast, often found in health supplements, yeast extract, which is a flavoring, cornstarch, and cream of tartar. Cream of tartar, being a dry acid, merely neutralizes the alkaline nature of the baking soda and does not by itself cause dough to rise. So those of you who have cream of tartar, you can continue to have it. Beyond looking for these evidences, which we've already seen, we have other things to learn. Let's turn over to Luke. Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. So leaven is not just these things, except in a physical form. In our lives, leaven can be hypocrisy and other sins of the spirit. You may also want to refresh your mind on the following scriptures, and you can just write these down. I'm not going to turn to them. Galatians 5, 19 through 21, which are the works of the flesh. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, which is about the perilous times that are coming upon us, and we see evidence of that every day. In fact, today, just before I stepped into the shower, they had a breaking news story about six people being shot in a fight over on Capitol Hill. So it's all around us. You also may want to look at Ephesians 4:31 and 1 Peter 2:1. Now, like any good detective, we must beware of the disguises that these wear. We need to know their hiding places. That's the only way we can ferret them out and get rid of them. We've already covered bread. What about pita bread? A lot of people use pita bread for sandwiches and all that. You better check it. Crackers. We all know about crackers, soda crackers and all that. Did you know that Wheat Thins have had leavening in them, especially in the Nabisco brand? Whatever's the cheapest, they will use. You'd better check. Cakes. Oh, yes, cakes. We all know cakes. Nice, fluffy cakes. How about flour tortillas? Flour tortillas have leavening. Not necessarily the corn ones, just the flour ones. How about these little snack and energy bars? You may have some in your emergency kits. You'd better check. A lot of those will have leavening in them. So check your emergency supplies and your car. How about cereals? We saw on the warrant cereals were. Did you know that Wheaties has had leavening in it before? We didn't know that until one day we picked up a box and bingo, there it was. Out it went. Normally you don't think of Wheaties, but they did have that one time. There's also, and we know this, I mean, you guys can sleep through this, pancake mix, biscuit mix, cake mix, frozen pizza, frozen waffles. Yes, you're going to have to let go of your Eggos. They got to go. Pop-Tarts, frozen dough. How about frozen breaded fish? Ooh. Pie crust. Yes, a lot of commercial bakers use leavening in their pie crust. And of course, breadcrumbs. We have a little canister of breadcrumbs at home. It's going to go away either by eating them or Quite a list, yes. But there's one character we have not even discussed yet. And some people, they don't necessarily see a problem with it. Others, they're a little more tight on this. And that is the character called Whitey. Whitey, yes, Whitey. Now, who is Whitey? Who is Whitey? It's stiffly beaten egg whites that you use to replace leavening in cakes and pastries and things like that. A lot of your Jewish bakeries will use beaten egg whites to replace leavening during the days of unleavened bread because it doesn't cause fermentation. Well, it's not on the wanted poster we saw. It's not on the warrant, but there is evidence against it. Cooking and preparing of egg whites. What happens to an egg white when it is beaten? I'll spare you all the details, but protein partially unravels and forms a good foaming agent. A foam is formed by the protein forming a stable film around the included air, which is what, of course, yeast and the other things produce as bubbles. The protein is elastic, so when the egg white is cooked and the air expands, the white stretches then sets in the expanded position. Ooh. Sounds just almost like leavening to me. Here is some recipes. I got off these off the internet. Here's what they say about egg whites. And this is recipes about unleavened bread, by the way. So my recipes are kosher. Egg whites are leavening agents when beaten. Simple statement. Okay. Now the church has not made a declaration. We just saw that in the warrant. They have not said one way or the other. But do you want to push the envelope? Ooh, I don't know. That's up to you. Let's see what Paul has to say about the term puffing up and so forth. If you would, turn over to 1 Corinthians 4. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6 is where we'll start. That's page 1649 for those of you that are slower than I am. But I got markers on mine, so. Okay, chapter 4, verse 6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. Drop down to verse 18. Now some are puffed up, or in the margin it says arrogant, which is not a good attitude, as though I were not coming to you. Verse 19, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. And since we're here, drop down to chapter 5, verse 2. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed, which we know was a man sleeping with his stepmother, might have been taken away from among you. Now, some may wonder, is this all that we have to worry about, these things? Well, we already saw brewer's yeast, don't have to worry about it. Yeast extract, don't have to worry about it. Cream of tartar, don't have to worry about it. Dog and cat food, well, not unless you run around on four legs and bark or meow, you don't have to worry about it. These we needn't be concerned with. Our duty in following God's instructions is to thoroughly seek out and rid our homes, our cars, and boy, mine needs it, offices of all leavened products. Even as we do examine our lives, we discover sins that we need to get out and get rid of. We should be examining our property and our lives to rid our whole life about all evidence from sin, corruption, and vanity. We aren't to falter. We aren't to compromise. We aren't to slack off, but to be diligent. There isn't a reward for sloppy or second-class work.